Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And we are coming at you live from beautiful Visalia, California, here in the Quail Park Kitchen, and we are cooking up a storm. Day four of our recipes is from Kings River Winery, and I think this is going to be a recipe everybody's going to love. We're going to be using a 2013 Moscato, and we're going to be making a Sabayon. Now, if you've ever had a really good Sabayon, you know that this is a very, very unique dish. But I'm going to teach you how to cook it like a pro. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need are four egg yolks. And these are going to go into what we call a bain-marie or a double boiler. What a double boiler pretty much is a pot with a perforated bowl that can just only transmit steam to make heat. So I like using like a really good quality aluminum bowl and putting that over a pot of simmering water. I never want to do boiling water just because we don't want to overwork a mixture whenever we're doing a double boiler cooking process. And the reason why is we're not trying to curdle. We do not want scrambled eggs. The hotter that bowl gets, the easier our eggs are going to be destroyed. And I don't want that. So what I'm going to do first is take the four egg yolks, and I'm going to go ahead and put those in the bowl. I'm going to add 1 cup of Moscato to that. I'm going to add 1/4 cup of brown sugar, 1/4 cup of just regular pure cane sugar, or just your regular white sugar, whatever you guys use. But I definitely want to make sure there's 1/4 of the brown and of our regular sugar. And it's very important that we have that granulated sugar in there, because the two with the brown counteract and they make a really unique viscosity for the Sabayon. I'm going to add 1 vanilla bean. I'm going to add 1/2 cup of fresh berries, whatever's pretty much in season, but I'm going to add the fresh berries afterwards. So I always like to start a Sabayon on a nice low to medium heat. I never want to do this on high, because like I said, we're just simmering the water, and then with that bowl, we're catching that excess heat, and that's actually doing the cooking for us. So I'm going to start whisking everything together. And within a few minutes, you'll start to notice right away that the egg yolks is starting to combine with that sugar. It's starting to get frothy. It's not done yet. You got to keep working it, working it, working it. You'll know when it's done because it almost has like a pudding-like texture. It's a really unique dessert. It's one of my favorite things to make, only because it's super simple. There's no excuse to not have a decent dessert on a menu. Sabayon definitely takes the cake. I'm going to go ahead and fold in there a fresh strawberries, whatever you have, and I just use 1/2 cup of that and enjoy. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.